Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Remember us?
Hello.
This is beautiful. It feels like you've been off for like 6 months.
I feel like I've been off for about 6 months.
Feels like a while. I mean, yeah. I nearly forgot that I had a job, actually. The day when I left my house, I was like, oh, yeah, the radio thing.
I rang him up earlier. He was in the garden. He's like, all right, Brooksy, what are you up to? And I went, going to work.
Getting ready for us to be on the radio?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I'll be there.
We are back.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, surround here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Good to be back though, right?
It is, yeah.
It is. This is what we do.
Feels good.
Right, let's get you home for Monday, Essex. Miley Cyrus and Jaded. We still playing this?
Turn it up loud.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Big Drive Home for Monday. Diplo, Miguel, and Don't Forget My Love. I got on really well with Miguel while I was in Spain. You know my mate San?
Yeah,
San
Miguel,
I love him. Yeah, miss him.
Yeah.
First, I've not been with him for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Which is scary. What did happen in Spain, though, some of you would have maybe seen this on the... We put it on the socials as well, but...
Essex is the biggest county.
Around the world.
Because we talk about Essex being the biggest county around the world, and over the last few months, you've been texting us and apping us and letting us know that you're listening to Radio Essex outside of standard Essex.
Yeah.
You're listening in greater Essex.
Yeah, new Essex.
Like Australia.
Yeah.
Canada, New York, Milan, and Denia in Spain, which is where I found myself last Thursday. And I went, oh. So I text Tom and I went, what was the name of that place where they listen in Denia? And he texted me back. He said, oh, her name's Chrissy, and this is the bar she's got. So I said to Karen, I said, we've got to go to this bar.
It's so
because
cool.
She says on the text, when she emailed us, she said to Tom, I listen all the time. I was like, yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
No one listens all the time.
No, of course
so I wandered into this, do you remember what it was called?
Oh,
I'll remember in a minute.
I'll get it.
Yeah, so we walked into this bar, and I sit down, and I can hear Stevie Shillinglaw.
So funny. You sent a video, didn't you?
Thousands of miles away from home, and I'm sat in a bar, and Stevie Shillinglaw's on the radio, because Essex is the greatest county in the world. And then this lady comes out, and I thought, this must be Chrissy.
The Railway Tavern.
The Railway Tavern, that's it. And I parked right next to it, wandered in. I had the kids with me, and we went in, and then she was talking. And I said, oh, you listen, it's Radio Essex. She went, yeah. I went, because it's the greatest, biggest county in the world. And she went, oh my God, are you Chris? So I, we were in there and she made us breakfast. We had gammon and eggs and chips and a cup of tea, obviously, because it was morning. And, mate, it was really weird to hear Jack and Stevie Shillinglaw in this bar in Denia.
Brilliant.
So, Chrissy, if you're listening, which I know you are because you listen all the time, hello to you. And if you're listening to us anywhere outside of Essex, just let us know. You can drop us a text, you can drop us an app, and we'll add you to our special map, which you can find on the website, radioessex.com, and also on the app as well. You'll see it on the app.
Yeah.
It was so hot out there. I mean, when we went to Denia, that was the one day it was a little bit cloudy while we were there, but the rest of the time it was just so hot. Then you come back to this.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's set to be hotter this week than, like, an oven.
Yeah.
They've called it Meltdown Monday today.
Meltdown Monday.
Meltdown Monday. Britain is hotter today than the Sahara. Temperatures hit 30 degrees over the weekend, which was just incredible weekend in Essex. Set to be another scorcher. Well, not so much today. It's beautiful and warm, but it did rain earlier.
Well, only for about 4.5 minutes.
And then it's the heat wave continues through this week. Maybe some thunderstorms as well, but we're looking at highs of around 30 degrees, which is incredible. EasyJet have announced flights from Southend to Amsterdam as they're adding to their little roster as well. So even when it's not sunny here, we can go and get sunshine elsewhere.
Brilliant.
It's good. That news came out today as well. What have you been up to in the sun? Let us know. Grab us on the app as well. Maybe you did something different this weekend just because the weather was so nice. Let us know. We'll get you a mention and we'll continue with the hits as well. Becky Hill, Side Effects with Lewis Thompson on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Side Effects, Becky Hill on the Big Drive Home, 3:15. Hello to Dan in Burnham. It's great to hear your voice back on the radio. Had a lovely barbecue over the weekend with the rest of the family. Looked like a lobster today, though, with all my sunburns. Dan, thank you for that. If you had a barbecue this weekend, are we hot enough yet? We don't need to light the barbecue. Just lay the chicken out.
Yeah. Just open the thing. Put it on top of the griddle. And
yeah. Just leave it in the sun. Yeah. It will cook, won't it?
Don't lose your guess.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dan. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. We haven't heard from you, obviously. We haven't spoken for a week, so, or over a week now. So let us know what you've been up to. It's been weird, hasn't it?
Do you know what? Really weird, because I start getting myself together, like, you know, to come to work.
Yeah.
At about sort of 1:15. I was like, right, I've got to go. I was getting to around 1:15, 1:30 and going, what do I do now? Like, what? I've got nowhere to go. So I got in the hot tub.
I was going to say, you didn't think, well, I'll go to work early, get a head start. You jumped into the hot tub.
No. I'm still with last week.
Sorry, I thought you meant this week.
So I got in the hot tub. So today, I kind of momentarily forgot. And I was just about to step in the old hot tub and you went, oh, I'll see you in a little while. I was like, are we going out? Oh, yeah, the old radio.
I saw you Saturday.
And, yes, you did.
There was a birthday party for your wife and there was loads of people there. And I was chatting to people and then you come over and chat and everyone's like, don't you see enough of him? And I went, I haven't seen him for a week.
Yeah.
I do see him a lot, but I haven't seen him for a week.
Yeah, it was weird not seeing you.
Yeah. All right, Calvin Harris coming up. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson as well with React. We'll do that for you and update the latest on the roads next. Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Tom Grennan, and By Your Side. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Bit of sunshine out there, quite muggy.
It's like a little bit muggy.
Proper summer word, isn't it? Muggy outside.
Muggy.
Andrea, what you got for us?
Oh, hi there. Is that Ross or John?
It's Ross.
Ross, hi there.
What time to be alive, mate? Yes.
And this is John.
Hi, John. Sorry, I knew you both on there, but yeah.
we're missing Chris and Scott though.
Yeah, no, that's still good. Yeah, I had them on as well, but yeah, you know when you're not there, so yeah.
Nightmare.
Can I have a song, please?
Yeah.
What song?
I'm seeing
What are we going to do? We're going to get a song on?
It's unbelievable, yeah. Mate. It's unbelievable, mate.
We can definitely get a song on.
I'm seeing a weekend in front of it.
It's Monday.
It's not the weekend, is it?
I know.
It's Monday.
No, but we're keeping it carrying on if I can have a weekend.
Oh, so you want to carry on the weekend. Just a question. I mean, you don't have to answer it. Who do you prefer, like us, Ross and John, or Chris and Scott?
Tricky one, that.
I think I've known you've been about, I think, for longer, not saying older or age or anything, but sort of on the radio as a whole.
Yeah, we are older than them. They're so young.
No, I'm being careful. Yeah, I'm being careful. Yeah,
So
so what was your answer? You prefer who? Chris and Scott or Ross and John? Us, Ross and John.
It's a hard one. I'm not saying prefer, but you both have your different ways of presenting and doing.
But if you had to.
Yeah.
If you had to choose.
I'll say you guys. I don't
want to
get told off.
As in, right.
We
as
won't
in
tell Chris and Scott. If you don't tell Chris and Scott, we won't tell Chris and
Scott. Listen, we don't talk to Chris and Scott. Bit arrogant, Scott. I find that Scott is a little bit arrogant because he's in a boy band or something and he doesn't stop banging on about it.
He talks about that boy band a lot, doesn't he?
He does. He doesn't. Yeah, he gets a bit frustrated.
Did you know
actually.
Chris was on Capital?
Oh, I know. I know.
What a time to be alive, John.
Right, we got to go. Take care.
Cheers. Blinding Lights one.
Yeah! Ross will play it.
Alright, thank you. I'm suffering in hay fever at the minute. I don't mean to sound
I'm suffering.
Yeah, I started
what
last
time
week.
What time to be alive, mate?
I know, yeah. I like the summer, but it doesn't like me.
Alright, you take care of yourself.
Alright, and you take care.
See you later.
Bye.
What a time to be alive, John. It's Ross and John in for Chris and Scott on the Big Drive.
Well, what a decision Andrea had to make.
I know, there. Nightmare. She's
crazy.
She's had a nightmare, hasn't she?
We're back. It is Chris and Scott.
Chris and Scott.
Thank you very much for your text. Chelmsford Cabby Vince says, welcome back, Chris and Scott. Went to Braintree Carnival Saturday with the family, sat drinking cider in the garden yesterday, enjoying the heat today, getting one of the family tickets for Motorfest on Jack's show today. It's been a very good Monday, says Chelmsford Cabby Vince.
Day.
Thank you, Radio Essex, mate. Enjoy the Motorfest. That's a good show. Angie in Wisconsin, part of the greater county of Essex. She says, so happy you're back. I've just returned from camping in Minnesota near the Mississippi River.
Is that in Essex?
Yeah, but it is now, because if she was listening while she was there, then it's in Essex
okay,
now. It's crazy how this tiny little stream turns into a massive river. And then there's a picture of the Mississippi. I think it's just called the Mississippi, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't want to name it.
Honey says, welcome back, boys. Thank you very much. Jenny and Rayleigh says, could you please wish my little girl Belle... Nearly did that. Could you please wish my little girl Belle a very happy 6th birthday? Off to Smith's to spend her birthday money.
Ooh, this is the thing. I don't know whether Jenny from the block listens, but we don't do birthdays. Yeah. Now listen.
Maybe Ross and John were doing, but would Ross and John doing birthdays?
They were allowed to, yeah.
Why are they allowed to?
The boss didn't say anything about them.
Do you know what? It's really out of order there. Well, anyway, we're not allowed to do birthdays. Listen, I know that your little girl, Bella, you're probably really cute, 6 years old.
Is it Belle?
Okay, Belle. I don't want to make a fuss of her, so I maybe said the wrong name. I don't want to make a fuss of her 6th birthday because it's just a normal day. And, you know, if we make a fuss of her birthday, then what are we doing?
So, Jenna, yeah, that's a problem we've got. But, you know, enjoy the trip to Smith's. The toy show. It's not WH. That's not fun for a kid.
Not as good.
The other Smiths. And then getting birthday money, going to McDonald's for a McFlurry. I mean, it sounds like an amazing day. And if we were allowed to mention birthdays, we'd probably do a proper happy birthday, dear Belle. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're close on the note.
Yeah,
Chris.
But I wasn't trying to do it properly.
Because
it's not a real birthday.
Because
it's... It's something we don't talk about.
No, can't.
So, sorry. But thank you, Jenna. Vicky, hi, Chris and Scott. Miss listening to you guys. I'm so bored at work today. Can you please play me something to get up on my desk and dance so I can get home early? Thanks, Vicky. What about... I've not heard this, but I'm presuming this will be a song you can get up and dance on your desk to.
Yeah, why not?
There you go. Producer Tom's giving it the green light. Hell's Bells, hello Chris and Scott, just tuned in and heard your Ross and John impressions while talking to Andrew on the phone. Pretty much spot on, especially yours of Ross, Chris. Bit mean to Amanda though. No, it's my best impersonation of Ross. Here we go, clear my throat.
It's unbelievable, mate. It's unbelievable.
I think it's spot on. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and End of Time. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Monday. Who's on the phone?
Hi, afternoon. It's Andy from Basildon speaking.
How you doing, Andy?
Hello,
in Basildon?
Andy, we've missed you, mate.
Yeah, no, I haven't been too bad. I've been doing a lot of work in the garden, actually.
Excellent.
Have you? What have you got for us today?
It's coming along nicely, but there's a funny noise out there again.
Let's have a listen to the noise again, Andy.
Well, you might be able to hear it from here.
It's the same call.
It's the same call every time.
I mean, it's literally like this is actually live, but like we actually feel like we could have just played the last one.
Andy, thank you very much for that, mate.
Yeah. Thanks.
Take it easy. Bye.
Really good, Andy.
Radio Essex, Lizzo and To Be Loved. Chris and Scott, big drive home 3:48 for Monday. Hope you're doing okay. Flew out of Luton, which isn't fun as a Watford fan at the moment.
No.
Flew out from Luton on an EasyJet flight to Alicante because we were going to Javier, which is about an hour away from Alicante. Alicante is also the airport for Benidorm.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the flight out there, the loudest stag do you've ever... You know when you go on a stag do and you don't really know that many people?
Yeah.
It would be your worst nightmare if you were one of those people. Yeah. It was horrendous. So there was this stag do that was so loud. And then there were people sitting... There was another stag do sitting behind them. They were quite loud, but because of the other really loud stag, they got alpha mailed out by the other stag. By the other stag, it was crazy. They were sent every time you picked up your phone. They'd sent more Bluetooth images to your phone and of them in the toilet and stuff. I mean, it was horrendous. Yeah. The noise was exceptional, but not as bad as this guy. This guy, this is all over social media at the moment. A groom-to-be waking up after his stag do in the overhead carriage on a Ryanair flight.
No.
So he's woken up, right? It's dark.
Yeah, of course it is.
Instantly dark, and he's like, what have they done to me? Where am I? Because he's now Roy Kent off of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Whistle. So he wakes up and he realises, because he can hear the captain, I suppose. He's in the overhead carriage on a Ryanair flight.
How small is he?
The picture was posted by DJ Dom Dollar. Listen, if you're going on a stag do with somebody called DJ Dom Dollar,
expect
stuff is going
to
go down.
Yeah, expect something to happen, yeah.
The video shows a man's head poking out of the overhead carriage on a plane.
Genius.
Looking around with a bewildered expression before slowly crawling out and making his way back down in a full Arsenal kit.
The Arsenal kit makes it funnier.
The caption reads, 1 minute you're in a club in Ibiza. Next minute you wake up on a Ryanair overhead carriage. 40 dudes at the back of the plane were having a time of their life. They pushed their mate in there as the plane had landed. So this is after the plane had been emptied. He's not got out of an overhead carriage of a Ryanair plane that's full of people and he's flying and then his mates are there going, oh, got you. He's done this in the pitch black, not in the air, with no one on the plane. Horrendous story. I don't know if you've got any stag do stories that top that or hen do stories that top that, but that seems to be...
I don't think... Is there?
Big up DJ Dom Dollar. It's Radio Essex, Bells Only, Jazzy and Make Me Feel Good. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Phone for Monday. It's good to be back. The hits continue. Niall Horan on the way. Anne-Marie as well, new tune called Unhealthy. We've got on for you and we'll update the latest on the roads and the latest headlines with the wonderful Stevie Shillinglaw next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
We're an hour in, it feels like we've been back forever.
Yeah, I still think it seems like you've been away for about a month. I'm not saying it's tiring working with Ross and John.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. I just tried to lock you into the toilet because the news was just about to start, and I thought that you know that you would appreciate it.
He went horizontal. Tom didn't see this. Stevie's in the toilet outside, so Scott sneaks out there, puts his hands on the toilet door, and walks up the wall behind him, so he's now lying horizontal.
I did this, yeah.
As a human being. A grown human being with his hands on
years old,
basically locking Stevie in the toilet before the news was about to start.
The best one was when I came out of the toilet one day and Scott gave me a fright and I'd done a sideways jig down the corridor. Because I was so frightened. I hate someone jumps out on me, right?
Yeah, don't tell him that.
And it was just... I'd sort of sideways jigged, but I couldn't bring myself back to the floor.
I literally thought he was a member of Bewitched. Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, getting home for Monday. It's Chris and Scott in the sunshine across Essex. The best songs on the radio continue as well. Here's brand new Anne-Marie.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. Niall Horan is getting over an injury before he can go on tour. Has he got like a knee strain or a hamstring strain or something? He's got some kind of injury.
Do you know, right, talking of Niall Horan and One Direction, they're so talented, all of them.
Yeah.
Like everyone thinks like, oh, it's just Harry Styles. He's so good.
All of them are great. Yeah, like Zayn's stuff, Pillow Talk was what I think one of the best songs for a long time.
I mean, he done Heaven Live the other day.
Yeah.
Niall Horan, and he was incredible.
Yeah. Very talented. Harry Styles, I reckon, could be doing one of the halftime shows at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Which would be pretty awesome as well. Look at us with that One Direction knowledge.
I know.
Right, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Here's a question for you. Do you remember the first words that came out of your kids' mouths?
I think so.
Mama, dada, milk. There's some good ones. I've got a story that will shock you, and I bet you won't believe what came out of this baby's mouth. I'll tell you after this from Dua Lipa. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa and Dance the Night, 13 minutes after 4. Hello, Essex. Thank you for having us on. It's Chris and Scott back where we belong. I actually think I belong in Spain, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're back anyway. Thanks for having us on. We're talking about first words that your baby said. The first words, I mean, a lot of texts coming through. A lot of people saying it was mama or daddy. But well, dad's, I think dad's easier to say, which
just,
is why.
That's the fact. I was just about to give you
this. Yeah, it's a good fact. Good fact.
I've heard through the grapevine, it's so many women that tell you that it's easier to say dada, which is why that most words are dada.
Dad.
It's easy. But see, all of my kids, I think, and I'm going to be corrected on the phone, I'd imagine, I think it was there, it was dad.
I think my two boys were, and I think Kirsty's first words were milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
That's
because we used to say, you know, milk, do you want milk, milk? And then, so it was the word that she heard, and she, milk, milk, milk.
Well, yeah, I mean, I used to say Stella quite a lot. So Brennan, Stella.
But this woman who's been left shocked, because her newborn baby was filmed uttering their first words, which is amazing that you were filming that moment.
Yeah, I've seen this. This is incredible.
And the first words were, all right, bruv. That was his first words. Carmen Mish from Kent was listening to her 9-month-old son, Bode, babbling with her partner, Kieran, when the phrase was caught on camera. We didn't even notice at first. We were showing my parents the video, and I thought I heard him say something, so I played it again and burst out laughing. I can't believe his first words were, all right, bruv, said Carmen. I've got a clip.
This is brilliant.
This is the first words of baby Bode off of Kent. What?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
That's incredible.
It's literally, all right, bruv. All right, bruv.
I love that. Yeah, and actually, if you see it with the picture of the baby as well, it brings it even more to life. It's pretty much, if you go onto any Google search or search engine or social and type in all right, bruv, that will get you. You'll see it. But if you've got anything, I mean, no one's going to beat that.
I don't think so.
No one's going to beat that and have, like, audio evidence. It's not going to happen. It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones and Ray. You don't know me. 426, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. You don't know me. Thank you for having us on. It is good to be back.
I tell you what, it is good to be back. I've just gone into the kitchen area.
The Radio Essex canteen.
Well, that's not
the microwave.
That's not called it a canteen, let's call it a microwave. Joe Kinch was making a nice cup of tea, which he's done.
Good lad.
And I missed
him.
Yeah, and he was taking a long time, so I went and, you know, like poked my head around the corner to say, where's his tea?
You got Joe to make you a cup of tea and then he took so long, so you went to hassle him. That sounds really bad out loud.
If you want to say it like that, I went, no. Oh. We was going live on the radio and I was like, I need me tea, right? So, and Jack for lunch, Jack Burke from the, you know, from the radio.
Yeah, Jack Burke off of the radio, yeah.
For lunch, Jack Burke has had beans, right? But, so, what he's had is he's warmed up a tin of beans in the microwave, and he's eating them at his desk now. I mean, I'm not being funny. I feel sorry for his girlfriend because he said that's what he had for dinner yesterday as well, right? And that's the truth. I'm not making this up for giggles, right?
Yeah.
But so me and Jack were having a conversation whilst I was getting the tea, and I said, "Have you tried them cold?" And he
beans
straight out of the tin. Straight out of the tin.
Nah.
Let me tell you.
No, you're wrong.
No. I'm not.
Beans cold.
Out of the tin, rip them open, get yourself a spoon, and just go to town.
I don't...
No, it's delicious.
I don't even think I'd like that.
No, you would. Delicious.
Spaghetti? Tin spaghetti? Alphabet spaghetti?
No.
Ravioli?
No. Ravioli, no, because there's some meat there, isn't there? Let's warm that up.
You'd eat... Beans?
No, not woody. I have eaten millions of times. Like,
but if you're having beans on toast, you'll cook them up.
I'm not mental.
You might as well think if you're already making the toast, you might as well put the beans in. But isn't the beauty of beans they only take a minute in the microwave? Why would you not?
Well, they don't take a minute in.
Little snack pots do. Snack pots.
I don't know. Right, listen.
Snack pots a minute.
Obviously. you know, you're not fully there yet. No one's having a snack pot of beans. There's not enough.
Of course they do.
There's not enough beans.
The snack pot. No, yes, there
no,
are.
No. I would need four.
Do you have a whole full tin, like the big tin, not the little tin?
Why are you making your hands that big? It's just a normal tin.
Yeah, but you can get half tins.
300 grams.
You can get half tins.
Yeah, and that's not enough.
Not enough.
That's half.
How many snack pots would you need to get a full can of beans? Two?
No, I think snack pots are 60 grams, aren't they? 300 grams in a nook, however many that makes up.
I have a snack pot. Am I starving myself?
Yes.
I have a snack pot with a slice of toast, and that's my beans on toast.
Are you... Sorry, that was close.
Are you going to swear?
Oh, yeah, that really, really angered me. A snack pot of beans.
Yeah, with a couple of slices of toast and a bit of cheese sprinkled on top. That's my beans on toast. I do get more toast than beans on toast, admittedly.
Right, no, honestly.
But let's go back to the cold beans. Yes.
Right.
I can drink tea cold. Doesn't bother me. If my tea sat there for ages, right, I can drink that cold.
Right, so now you're really annoying me. You're upsetting me a little bit.
Why?
Because, no.
Kaz Newton, I'm with Scott, cold beans all the way, and spaghetti, love the show.
She loves the show and she loves
cold spaghetti I don't get.
No, right, no.
I can see cold beans more than I can see cold spaghetti.
I've tried cold spaghetti.
Yeah.
And, don't get me wrong, I finished the tin, no problem.
I can eat rice pudding out of a can, don't have to heat that up.
Sorry, what?
Rice pudding.
I don't like rice pudding, whether it's cold or hot.
Yeah, so. But you can eat that cold. I get that. What about you, Tom?
I would not eat beans cold.
No.
Why not?
That's wrong.
Yeah, so you've not tried it?
I've tried it, and it was wrong.
No. Right, okay.
When you've tried it, what was this, a let's try cold beans party? when would you suddenly go, I'm going to have some beans. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to cook them.
Well, I thought, why not give it a go?
Because it would save a minute.
Yeah.
Or 3 minutes.
Or 3 minutes, depending on how many beans you're having.
I don't understand why it's beautiful. Because you're only warming the beans through. You're not cooking them. I'm not talking about, eating a steak raw here. Like, it's not. There's nothing weird. You're just warming them through, aren't you, beans?
Kerry says, my mum does this for breakfast. I don't agree with it either, Chris.
People
cook beans, that's why...
No, you're not going to do... Well, stop saying cook. You're not cooking beans.
People warm their beans through.
Which is also delicious on a jacket potato or
We went out on Saturday night. We was out in restauranting.
Yeah.
Eating dinner. If the man had come over and went, here you go, mate, here's your dinner. Oh, it doesn't feel very warm. No, I thought we'd try it cold. See if you like it cold. The cold chicken tikka.
It's very different. No, you wouldn't have that. No, you wouldn't have that. But cold beans, out of the tin, I'm telling you, and I think I'm being proved right.
Yeah.
Cold beans, way forward.
We're going to text. 4:32 of the weekends. This is Popular. It's Radio Essex, new tune for the weekends. It's called Popular, and it's Chris and Scott, the big drive home for Monday, and cold beans. Popular as well, apparently.
Yes.
Lorraine from Canby says, I'm with Scott. Baked beans straight from the tin is yum.
Beautiful.
My dad used to go mad when I lived at home and I did it. Can't be cold from the fridge, but room temperature is just right. Loving the show, says Lorraine from Canby.
Well, no, they're too cold if they're out of the fridge.
But surely if you've got them out the fridge and you're sitting there going, right, just got to get these up to room temperature, it'll be quicker to blast them in the microwave. Make them hot.
No, you're missing the point. Straight
Do
out
you like hot beans?
Yes, I love beans. Okay. Are my favourite thing in the whole wide world.
I'm getting those feels.
Straight out of the tin, straight out of the tin, room temperature because they're in the cupboard. If you're putting your tins of beans in the fridge, unopened, go to the hospital. straight out of the wallop, straight in. But if they're in the fridge, why they're in the fridge?
You might have only used half because the tins are too big.
No one should
tins
ever
are too
use,
big. You only need a little tin of beans.
No one should ever use half. Get in the bin if you've only used half.
And then you just chuck the other ones away. And then there has beans. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I'm here all week. The bingo's next. Right, here's Gavin. What you got for us, Gavin?
All right, lads. Gavin here, Nova Scotia. Right, Scott, it's not... Everyone's focusing here on the fact that you're eating cold beans. It's not that for me. What it is for me is you're eating them out of a tin.
What's wrong with that?
You're obviously in the kitchen because you've got a tin opener to open them.
No.
Unless it's one of those ring pull ones. I didn't think of that. But why eat them out of a tin? Just get yourself a little bowl.
And dirty a bowl?
Mental, mate. And you're the one who had to go at me for talking about the fly stopping a train.
Drive home.
Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta and Heartbreak Anthem. 20 to 5 on the Big Drive Home for Monday. Just talking about food that you eat cold that generally, you know, normally you'd eat hot. Not talking about cold slices of ham out of the fridge, that's fine. But beans, they're designed to be warmed through.
But as people have actually said, that they're already cooked. You're not cooking beans. You're not cooking.
No,
beans.
Obviously.
They're mushy already. They're perfect to eat.
Cold.
They're delicious cold.
I don't believe you. I will try it. I will try to eat cold beans tonight.
No, not tonight. No, not tonight.
What do you mean
I'm
not tonight?
I'm going to bring in 3 cans
of beans
tomorrow. All
right, yeah, do
tomorrow.
That. Bring in some big, little snack pot that I can't eat a whole can.
No, whole can.
A whole can of beans?
Yes. What's wrong with you, man? You're not a 5-year-old.
I know I'm not a 5-year-old, but you're trying to feed me cold beans out of a can.
Tin.
I'm also not living in a caravan.
Listen, I'm going to bring in beans tomorrow.
Right.
And maybe we eat them live. Maybe we eat them live. Maybe we
So
eat
make
them
sure
live.
You tune in for that tomorrow. We're going to eat beans live on the radio. Be there for that. Other stations giving away £1 million. We're eating beans tomorrow.
Been there for that.
Been there. Like that. Sarah from Langdon says, yeah, I'm with Scott. I love cold beans. Often eat a couple of spoonfuls straight from the can before putting the bowl in to warm up for the kids because the kids know best. They're like, Mum, no. Have a couple of teaspoons of my beans. Chuck the rest of them in the microwave, please. I'll have them hot like normal people. That's what the kids are saying to Sarah.
Right, listen. Hot beans, delicious. Cold beans, delicious.
Yeah. Della says cold beans are the best. Chris says, great show, lads. Beans, cold, banging. Cold custard as well for dessert. Yeah, I don't mind cold custard. Yeah, it's like yogurt.
It's not like yogurt.
Well, it's the same kind of texture, so eating cold custard is fine.
I don't mind cold custard.
Don't have a problem with that. Keith from Alden says, my missus goes to the chip shop, gets the chips, then comes home, puts cold baked beans over the top of them. She's a proper wrong'un.
No. Right, listen, Keith. She's not. Right. Now, my mate Wayne swears by this. I've tried it, and let me tell you, he's onto something. Right? And so is Keith's missus, right? So, what Wayne does is he gets mash, pie mash.
Yeah.
Right? So hot.
Hot, yeah. Like normal.
And then he pours a cold tin of beans. No, listen.
Why?
No, listen.
Why?
Listen. No, I'm telling you it's genius, right? I've tried it. He pours a full tin of cold beans on top of the pie of mash. What's happening here is science, right? This is what happens. Like, no, Tom, stop looking at that face. So the mash and the pie, too hot. It's too hot, right? The beans, too cold, right? The hotness of the pie.
No, I understand what happens when beans meets the pie.
But now you've got a perfect temperature.
Of course you have, yeah. Because you've taken the heat from the pie to give them to the beans.
Yes.
In effect, you've warmed through the beans, which you could have done in the first place with the microwave. Get involved with the microwave. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and how does it feel? It's the Big Drive Home for Monday, and I can't believe that we're still talking about cold beans, but here we are. Hello to the ending 560. I eat hot beans and mayonnaise. It's a bit weird.
But I must say that's
how they get the colour in chicken tikka, isn't it? That's what it looks like, baked beans juice mixed with mayonnaise.
It does, but it's not.
It's not. No. Don't try that home. Because you'll be unpleasantly surprised.
I must say, beans and mayonnaise doesn't sound...
Do you put extra ketchup with beans? Do you have beans with ketchup?
No, right.
I would.
No. So if you're having beans on toast...
Yeah. I wouldn't have ketchup.
And you've got cheese on top.
Yeah.
Get rid of the much ketchup. If you've got no beans on top... cheese on top, then I would accept a tiny amount of ketchup.
I've got fish fingers, chips and beans.
Yeah, a bit of ketchup.
I need ketchup with that.
Yeah, a bit of ketchup, yeah.
I'm separating the beans with... I'm using the fish fingers as barriers to the ketchup.
Sausage, mash and beans, yes.
Bit of ketchup. Mix this cream rice, cold beans, yum.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Lindsay, I'm with Scott, too hot or cold. Frankie says, hello, lads. I watched a programme once on baked beans. Must have been a bad day for telly that day. Probably when there was only four channels, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Because with all of the channels that are on at the moment,
all
if you end
beans.
Up...
beans! Dave! Dave! The beans programme's on!
I'm watching Ted Lasso. Turn it off, beans! I watched a programme once on baked beans. You really sound really proud of it. I watched a programme once about baked beans.
Amazing.
I found out they are already cooked. When they're packaged into the tin. Well, I know they cook.
Well, yeah, they're cooked.
I don't need to watch a documentary. I understand the concept. Yeah, for the record, I'm with Chris. I would never eat cold beans. Good on you, Frankie.
What?
But you would watch TV programmes about them. I'm just saying. It's not weird.
Get them down. Yeah, don't even have to warm them up.
Right, news and travel coming up next on Big Drive Home. First, I still love this tune. David Kushner.
He eats cold beans.
It's called Daylight. It's Radio Essex, David Kushner and Daylight. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Thank you for your ears for Monday. Any evening showers dying away? I think the showers are pretty much gone now, haven't they? It doesn't look very showery out there.
I've got washing out.
Let's hope for the washing's sake that it's going to stay dry. Another fine and dry night, light winds and clear skies, lows of 12 degrees, fine and dry tomorrow, light winds, large amounts of sunshine tomorrow, highs tomorrow, 27 degrees.
I won't be in tomorrow. I'm ill tomorrow. I've got something.
Probably from eating cold beans, I'd imagine.
Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date and I'm off tomorrow.
What, you're having a day off as well tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, are you ill as well? It's that thing that we've both got. Yeah.
No, I'm off to my old university to tell them how to be a successful journalist.
You are joking, aren't you? Are you doing a talk at your university?
Yeah, my old
university. As an expert?
Expert? Brilliant.
Haven't they got, like, professors and stuff there?
Yep. For one day, I'll be a visiting professor. No, I'm only joking. I won't.
Do you want your RAC clip to take with you?
you know what?
Just play them there.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I might actually.
I mean, if you could, maybe this one would be a good example of how to do the news.
Sport. Mikel Arteta.
Oh my God.
Arsenal side will take their biggest step forward under his leadership if they can reach the Europa League final. They go into this evening's second leg of their last four tie against Villarreal, trailing the team managed by their former boss Unai Emery 2-1. Arteta knows a lot is riding on the game at the Emirates.
It's very disappointing to see that there have been some very surprising...
Oh, my God! And this is the favourite.
...has been fined around £250,000. The RSC has taken his cuts away and is investigating.
It was really good. How do you think that went?
How do you think that went, Stephen?
Well, have I made a mistake?
Are you...
It's small.
It's a small mistake.
Did you make a mistake? No. Who took the cats away?
The RSPCA?
You didn't say that.
What did I say?
You said the RAC.
The RAC.
You're going to be teaching the new journalists how to do the job.
Yep.
Oh,
brilliant.
Can't wait to meet them all.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the two to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
I'd like to just go and watch.
God, I think, please. Let me be a fly on the wall.
Right, 5:05. Let's get you home for Monday. Jonas Brothers is Waffle House. Big Drive Home.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex. The Big Drive Home.
Summertime.
With Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
I thought I'd get involved in the production now.
Yeah, you should.
Summertime. Over the top of it. Adds to it, I think.
I think you've had a good holiday and maybe you should go back.
Have you seen the news that a real-life TARDIS has crash-landed on the Earth?
No, I haven't heard that. No.
This is top news. It's a top lawyer that claims this. Mystery UFO. Going with the word UFO. The mystery UFO was 30 foot in size, but gigantic inside.
How can it be?
Because it's a TARDIS. Just like the craft in the BBC series Doctor Who, the revelation comes after an attorney. So this guy, like, represents people in the courts.
Right, yeah.
He represents whistleblowers, given evidence to the US Senate in the Intelligence Committees over their role in secretly rebuilding crashed UFOs. So he's basically looking at the UFO type of things in the America.
Things don't exist.
So he said there was a source. It's been overlooked, though, but this has been recovered by the US government. It's partially embedded in Earth. Daniel said they tried to hook a bulldozer to pull it out, like you would do if your car's gone into a ditch. You get a little...
Fishing rod.
You just pull it out. So as they did this, it pulled out a shape like a pie, like a triangle, like a pie, like
with
a pie.
Beans on it.
So they had a guy go in it. No. I don't know what... this is going to be above your pay grade, isn't it? Why are you jumping at your fire and have a little look?
No, thanks, mate.
Have a little look, see what's inside of that. No, mate, I'm just here with a tow truck.
Yeah.
No one's said anything about jumping in UFOs. He didn't. He went, yeah, I'll have a look. So he goes in there. Now, this is 30 foot in size. Let's just think about 30. 30 foot is... it's about four or five doors stacked up. It's not very big.
It's quite big. 30 foot's quite big.
But it's not... I mean, a footballer, like a goalkeeper, might be 6 foot.
Yeah.
So it's a few people standing on each other. It's not huge.
No.
He goes in there, inside... as big as a football stadium.
Right. What was he on?
He said it was freaking him out. Started to make him feel nauseous.
It would do.
Daniel said the size was not the craft's only warped dimension. He staggered back out of there. Staggered. Interesting word.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Definitely. He staggered back out of there.
He'd been in the Wetherspoons for a while before.
He staggered back out there. Being in there for a couple of minutes outside, only to find it was 4 hours later.
Do you know what? There's a good excuse for being in the pub. Oh, I didn't realise the time, darling. Didn't realise the time.
I went into this little thing, like inside, it was like a pub.
It was like a pub.
And I went in there for 5 minutes, so I come out 4 hours. 4 hours
and
gone.
And you say the dinner's in the dog. You're out of order.
Yeah, I like that story. 12 minutes after 5, 1975. Radio Essex, the 1975 and Oh Caroline. Matt Healy, Taylor Swift, is that off now? Is that finished? That's an ended relationship.
It's done.
He met the mother-in-law. Sunday dinner, all gone, finished now.
I've seen a few shows, post-breakup, and I could say he's having a hard time.
Yes, it's done now.
Hard time.
It's 5:15. It's the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. We'll need to end the show at some point. I'm reckoning about 6-ish.
Yeah, I think so.
But I've got six.
Yeah, no, yeah, six. I've got stuff to do. I've got
a Sainsbury shop to do.
I've got a steak to eat.
Nice.
Barber, yeah,
Monday steak.
Yeah, mate. Skewers, mini lamb skewers.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
Surely Monday's cold beans out of a tin day. Why are you having steak on a Monday?
We're fine at the barbie, mate. We're having jacket potato.
Oh, enjoy that.
Yeah, you're having a lot.
But we will need to end the show.
Yeah,
so
I want to end it.
How do you want to end it?
Well, I'm not leaving, actually, until it ends like this. I want, which, please do it, because I really want to go home and eat. I want, welcome back, Chris and Scott. Monday, completed it, mate.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, okay. We've missed you, if you want.
Yeah.
I prefer you to Ross and John, if you want. Whatever you want to say. I'm not putting words into your mouth.
No, don't.
But you could, however you want to say it.
Yeah, you could say, like...
don't need to compare us, but if you want... I mean, there's no one stopping you doing that.
You could say, like, so glad you're back. Ross and John, what?
Yeah, what was that noise? Yeah. Something like Monday, completed it, mate. But however you want to do it, you choose. 17 minutes after 5, we're quite fragile though. Big drive home, Chris and Scott. Travel update is coming next. I listened to the album a lot while I was away last week in Spain, and we're just sitting by the pool with the headphones in, thinking, well, what can I listen to? I listened to some random stuff. Listened to an old Beastie Boys album. That was
nice.
Fun. Yeah, it was like proper old school Beastie Boys, Licensed to Ill, that album. And then Lewis Capaldi.
Very good.
But his album, there's not a lot of filler tracks on that album, is there? There's some strong songs on that.
It's a very, very good album, but just to digress slightly, if anyone's going to like cold beans, Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi, yeah, definitely. Motorfest is back for 2023, just in time for Father's Day. Coming to Chelmsford on the 17th and 18th of June in Kings Park. You've been texting for your chance to win a family ticket to see loads of motoring displays, and there's live music on the day as well. Family fun hosted by Ross and John. Of all the details, T's and C's, you can check RadioEssex.com. This week, we're giving away 10 family tickets in work days. Listen from 10 tomorrow morning for your chance to win. Good luck. Right, 5:25 with Miley Cyrus. This is River. Miley Cyrus and River on the Big Drive.
Did that go on the radio?
Yeah.
Was that on the radio?
No one would have noticed if you hadn't said it, because I've been trying to do that every time that song plays without anyone noticing.
Right.
No one noticed until you brought it up.
Mate, they did.
No one noticed.
They said, oh, Chris is still doing singing at the end.
Now, the A to Z of music
is back. I have no idea what letter
we're on. I mean, we could be on A, could be on
H. Please say Z.
We're on N.
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 N. Solo artists beginning with N include...
Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie Imbruglia is a very good shout. Nina off of 99 Red Balloons.
Neo.
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 Oh, hello.
Niall Horan.
Nico and Vince is two people.
Niall
Horan's a great shout as well.
Nelly.
Nelly Furtado.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there's loads.
You just copied him. He said Nelly, you went for Tardo.
There's loads. N, we're looking for solo singers beginning with N, Christian name beginning with N. And this is for the A to Z of music. It's the ultimate collection. It's going to be like an album that won't ever get released because that costs money. But we might do a show on the radio where we play all 26 songs.
Yeah.
As a special bank holiday type thing. Sounds like something.
We will. We pre-recorded it.
Yeah, exactly. When is the next bank holiday? August?
August.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like a long way away.
It's not that long away.
I don't mind when it's sunny like this. I'm quite happy.
It's fine.
So it'll be played out in August. And have you timed it so this will finish before August?
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Oh, yeah, that's what we want for Remedy. Just fingers crossed it'll work out.
You know that you'll be hearing a promo going, and don't forget, Saturday is the A to P of music with Chris and Scott. Get your votes in now. Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Elton John and Cold Heart. It's 5:37, Big Drive Home. Loads of artists beginning with N. Debbie going with Maloko. That's not going to work. Obvious reasons. I think it's the N and the M. It sounds the same on the radio. But N for Nanny. N for Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes.
And N for these two absolute tunes. You are voting between these two. Natalie Imbruglia, Torn. If you want to hear this, put the word Torn in your message box. Get over to us. Neo, So Sick. Let us know what tune you want to hear, and we could be playing your winning tune just before 6 tonight. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Ooh. It is Radio Essex, 10 to 6. Big Drive Home. Chris and Scott with Joe Kinch in the area.
You're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back. Ooh. And you have got a new haircut.
I do.
It looks very good.
Yeah, slightly different.
Is it?
Mix it up every time, don't
what
I?
What do you mean? It's slightly different.
What was it before?
Short. Now it's got a quiff.
It's just he hasn't had his hair cut for a week.
No, he's got a quiff now. It does look good.
No, just basically said
now.
I just blended up. I was right. My barber was wrong. He told me I wouldn't be able to grow it on top because it would just flop.
I remember you. Do you remember me saying that? Very upset about it. He was like, "What do you mean my hair's too?
Because even if
I'm only 13, I'm not losing my hair."
Exactly.
Better birthday, haven't you? Not 12 anymore. 13. Happy birthday! Oh no, we don't do
teenager.
Birthdays.
We don't do birthdays.
That's
yeah. So because it's so fine, if you put a bit of product on it, Bosh, it'll all fall apart.
Apparently so, but
that's not the case because that's working very well for you. It's looking good. Looking good. I find that when I was on holiday in the Spain, their water's a bit harsh, so you can't do your hair. It just...
What do you mean you can't do it? It just
goes mental.
At least you've got the sunshine and the sea.
Yeah, there's benefits. But you're getting ready and you're like, you put a bit of product in and then it goes gloop. And then you go put a bit more product in, make it...
Yeah, that's really going wrong.
And it literally just...
You get the sound effects as well.
Yeah, gloop. And it's awful. And it goes a bit frizzy. Yeah, it's difficult. It's very hard spending a week in Spain. It's really difficult.
So difficult.
Really difficult.
And I knew you was back because I walked into the studio.
We walked through the door.
And we're on the radio.
Yeah, but it's obvious that you're back because when you walk in the studio, you don't smell like Starbucks.
Oh, is that a dig? Do they have coffee machines in here?
I would think so, yeah.
Do they bring like a percolatory thing?
I'm still airing the studio out when I leave at 10. It still smells of Starbucks.
Yeah, no, wow. They have got one of them percolator things. And if you dare try and touch their coffee, they're very
angry. Remember when you had a teapot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the Queen used it. Yeah. Queen Camilla was in Sands underneath and had tea out of a teapot. And
we kept the tea
for about
Royal Restaurant.
For a couple of weeks. Every time I was like, do you want tea? You'd be like, can you bring it in the teapot?
We should get back to the teapot from the Queen.
Well, you say that. That's when Joe, like, you know, wasn't just the teapot.
He's a big deal.
You know, now he's interviewing everyone.
Who you got on tonight?
No one. It's Monday.
You had anyone last week?
Last week?
I weren't here.
Yeah, Isla last week.
Isla?
Yeah.
On the show?
Yeah.
Becky the week before?
Yep. Joel Corey, Katie Baser before that.
Which is friend of the stars.
Which is why we don't get tea anymore.
When's Elton John
you
coming in?
You got tea earlier. What?
Elton John.
You come out and stared me down. And then we had a full-on row about the microwave. Oh. What Jack said, microwave cooks food like a toaster.
With Jack's mental, with ultra, whatever it was,
and I was like, no, it cooks it with microwaves. That's why it's called microwave.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
that's why the toaster's called the toaster.
He made Jack look so silly.
Anyway, so I was going to do a joke then, and realised it won't work. What's this? It's a microwave. Everyone knows what I was doing.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Everyone knows what I was doing. I don't need to explain it. It's done. Who do you reckon won out of Natalie and Brulia and Torn and So Sick from Neo?
Probably you, Torn? I would go with...
Honestly, I'm here.
What did you say?
Are you Torn?
Torn between the two.
I would go with Torn. Just, I think that's a better song.
Is the correct answer.
Well done. You've won absolutely nothing. You can have three.
You can have one of these.
They're not winning a microwave.
No.
See you tomorrow from three. Joe Kinch next.
Oh, good afternoon, Christopher and Scott. Essex has jolly well missed you. It's great to have you back. Monday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.